B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Jamie Collins still pleading his case. And it's going to go against the Lions. You're watching what happened after the play here.
Jamie Collins came in trying
to plead his case to the referee, Alex Kemp.
But you can't make contact.
Put his head down and made contact with the referee's chest.
You can't do it. He's out. That's normally an automatic ejection, man.
There's Alex Kemp, our referee.
After the play was over, unsportsmanlike conduct, defense number 58. That player has been disqualified from the game.
It's all that matters.
15-yard penalty. It'll be a first down for the Bears.
It's all that matters, Dan.
Do
you
that.
Can't.
You're a veteran of this league.
Absolutely.
And you make contact with an official with your helmet.
And Jamie knows that, too.
That's a shame.
I know that some people have said the ref leaned into him.
No,
like
the
an NBA player trying to take a foul.
The ref didn't lean into him. The ref got grazed by the tip of the helmet and threw himself backwards and then reached for his flag. The ref's being a dick here, okay? That shouldn't have been an ejection. Maybe give him a foul. But he didn't, like, hit him and push him. Like, I'm trying to show you what I did with the top of my helmet. And the ref took it to the net. The ref let that interaction escalate quickly. I blame the ref for that one. I'll throw a guy out of game for that.
Come on. You can't do it. You can't touch the ref.
Him.
I get it. You can't touch the ref. Does he have to be tossed from the game? That was my only question.
I agree.
Though.
Right. Give him a penalty. Don't throw him from the game.
Right. An unsportsmanlike something.
See, what that rule's built in there. Because, like, if a ref blows a call and you grab the ref or something, you grab his shirt or, like, pull him. Remember when Belichick was chasing the ref after the missed kick in Baltimore?
Yeah.
The one right over the upright, you know,
right.
Video, like,
right.
Wanted to answer, and he, like, the guy kept running and grabbed him. Like, that stuff is, like, that's what they're trying to eliminate.
So the only thing I would say about Jamie Collins is, what are you doing approaching a ref, putting your head down like that to demonstrate it? Like, you can't get that close, no matter what.
I get it.
Because then something like this can happen.
Yeah, you put it in the ref's hands.
You opened yourself up to this.
He did.
You shouldn't be doing that. You could have done that 2 feet further back from where you did it.
Right.
You didn't need to get that close to the ref, and you opened yourself up to a ref who was a little too offended about it, a little bit. What are you doing? Take a step back before you do that. You could show him that from 5 feet away.
Yep.
So I get it. You know, who do you blame for that, right? Who's at fault? Is it the ref? Is it Jamie Collins? Who do you blame for this, Hardy? Let me ask.
Lions from the Bears 16, down 4, 11 seconds to go. Matthew's going to work out of the gun. Bears have three men. Back on that goal line. Stafford's got it. Three-man rush for Chicago. Stafford loads and throws.
Yes!
Caught! No, he dropped it! No! DeAndre Swift dropped it. It was a touchdown in his hands.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no!
Wow. Right in his hands. Right in... He couldn't have thrown the bell to throw right there.
Good throw. Really good throw. And they're sitting on a goal line, too. That's like that prevent. They
Not
still
only
got
that, the Bears had no business being in this game.
No.
None.
You made Mitch Trubisky's money line look good, like his statistical line, but, like, he sucked.
It was so bad. I mean, there are drop passes, and there are drop passes, and that was the latter. It was so egregious. It was so bad and unforgivable.
Oh,
he missed it.
Oh,
and the Charger.
Now, the only way you can wrap your head around it is if you've ever watched the Lions before and you realize that's what happened. So,
did you hear your head coach after the game? Have you heard this yet?
I have not heard Patricia.
A little
Matt
Patricia,
no.
Please.
Throughout really your tenure here, you've had fourth quarter leads and lost them. Is there something in your coaching that maybe isn't happening enough in the fourth quarter for you to close out games?
Yeah, I don't think so, Mike. I think I got probably one of the biggest plays in the fourth quarter in the history of the NFL where I think I did a pretty good job.
I'm sorry. Repeat that,
Give me that again, please.
One more time, Matt.
Yeah, I don't think so, Mike. I think I got probably one of the biggest plays in the fourth quarter in the history of the NFL where I think I did a pretty good job.
He got it.
Yeah.
He got it.
Yeah.
Is he talking about the Malcolm Butler
play?
He
has to be, yes.
I think he's talking about Atlanta.
drawing up defensive stuff there, creating stuff like the getting.
He's talking about Malcolm Butler.
And yeah, I don't think so, Mike. I think I got probably one of the biggest plays in the fourth quarter in the history of the NFL, where I think I did a pretty good job.
Oh boy. Well,
he's getting,
that was then.
He's getting
this is now.
He's getting killed in Detroit today for that comment.
Wow.
He is getting eviscerated.
They were up
for that comment.
They were up 23-6. 23-6.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
This is like where you've now been able to digest the film and watch it and talk about it now. So you have this going on in Tampa right now. Bruce Arians talking about the interception now. Well, after further review, going back and looking at that first interception is on Mike Evans. So Arians, who blamed Brady for the first pick, says now, yeah, that's on Evans. He should have been inside. Then he also said, but when you're throwing an out route, you don't throw it low and inside. Those balls get picked. Continues more on Brady. He looked like Tom Brady all week in practice. I mean, all the time. So it's kind of unusual to see that in a ball game because they didn't do things that we didn't get ready for. Everything they did, we thought they were ready for. And we were ready for. He's going after Brady pretty good. But he clarified the first pick. It's going to be interesting to see how they bounce back this week.
The Lions?
Yeah. No.
I thought we were talking about the Lions.
Yeah, I thought we were doing a segment about the Lions.
Oh, I was just talking about coaches talking the next day after film.
Oh. Yeah.
It's all right.
How long you get Patricia? How long you get Patricia?
We just sort of got off the highway there for a minute and took a detour.
You're up 23-6 in the second half. I don't know. I mean, it sounds to me like if this happens another couple few times that he's got.
What are you going to do? Who are you going to put in? Does it matter?
I don't know. I really don't.
I don't know, but he's now 9-23-1 as a head coach. And he's throwing out things like Malcolm Butler's pick as a defense of opening the door and allowing the Bears back into that game yesterday. That is insanity. Complete insanity.
23-6.
Hardy, I know what you would have done if you were at that press conference. Well, since you're opening the door to Malcolm Butler, why didn't he play in 2018?
You were still there.
That's the beginning of the end, Coach, when you start saying stuff like that, isn't it?
Yeah. Why'd you put Jordan Richards on a slot in the Super Bowl?
We had that. You're familiar with Red Zone Paul Beadle? You know, Red Zone Paul Perillo?
Yeah.
When you're trying to do a post-game show.
And he's focusing on the red zone.
I was Red Zone Hardy yesterday. In the middle of a segment, I was in the middle of speaking. I stood up and rolled up my paper and started just beating the wall when he dropped that pass.
Well,
I could not believe
it. As a fan,
it.
How do you feel about him as the head coach? I mean, what do you want? You want him to get fired?
Jim just said it. And do what? I mean,
hire somebody else who could figure out how to hold off Mitch Trubisky.
You're such an ass.
Mitch Trubisky.
Mitch. Mitchell.
Speaking of, okay, so that was my pick.
You know, they're like,
anybody hit on
their
pick?
They're like kickers, Hardy. Just find a new one.
Jim screwed up.
T-Money over here, yeah. Pitt. And that was it.
Head coaches are like
the
kickers.
Under.
That's very good. So T-Bone got the under in what game?
Patriots.
Patriots game.
All right. Jim, you
Thanks
screwed it up
Harry
for it. Yeah,
Folk.
You screwed up the whole weekend for us. I want to make a rule. No more Saturday picks.
Why? What did it matter?
Because we want the enjoyment of Sunday.
I think we should.
I think
we should limit our picks to Sundays. That's it. No more Monday nights either. No Saturdays. No Mondays.
I like the idea. Rule.
Don't like the rule.
Well, you know what? I didn't like the rule.
I like the rule. Hardy
I didn't like you.
Who's won the contest the last 2 years?
I don't like losing it on a Saturday. And then,
Hardy, I've had some
nobody
great
else has a shot.
Picks in my career.
Career.
Oh, God.
Listen to you.
Put it on his gravestone. I had some great college picks in my career.
Here
lies dead Jim Lowe.
Oh, I think I've had one of the best calls ever in the history of the game.
Yeah.
That was the joke.
Sound like RJ
Bell.
In your
face.
By the way, we didn't ask RJ when he was on with us last Friday. He was talking about the Super Contest, how they finished. Do you make any money for placing that? I think it's a winner take all.
Super Contest?
Super Contest. I don't think it is. I think it's a winner take all. So he's fifth in the Super Contest over the last 5 years. I don't know that he's won any money.
Hey, the worst part of the parlay was
incorrect, Hardy.
Okay.
I'm looking at the payouts.
Yeah.
There are payouts for 1 through 100.
All right.
The regular Super Contest last year, top prize was $1.46 million.
Oof.
79th through 100, you got $2,100. So it's a huge drop off. But last year, fifth through eighth place in the regular contest paid $163K.
And what's it cost to get in that thing?
I think this one is $2,500.
No,
he needs Giants plus six tonight to go 5 for 5 this weekend.
It's not $2,500. It's way more than that.
$1,500 for the regular super contest. Here it is. Thank you. Yes.
We're going to have to ask him on Friday.
Entry fee for the regular super contest is $1,500. For the super contest gold, it is the one that he's in, $5,000.
Mm.
Yeah. So it's $1,500 and $5,000 are the two levels.
All right. He's doing all right then.
So he did collect some money.
But Jim didn't make any money.
Nope. No go.
Jim screwed up the weekend for the rest of us with his stupid Notre Dame pick.
At least Jim could put the real bet in for a real betting state that he lives in.
We've got calls that have been hanging on. We want to get to those. We're talking about the game yesterday, the Patriots offense, Cam Newton, Tom Brady's day for Tampa Bay. That is in the mix as well. Even if you have a Celtics thought, we take all kinds.
All's welcome.
We'll do it next.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. He got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Andy's in Boylston today. What's up, Andy? Thanks for hanging on.
Hello.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Good. How we doing?
Not too bad. Hey, come on. All positive call here. None of that sour Sally stuff. I mean, ground to pound. Cam gives you a chance every week. You know what I'm talking about. So situational football to just pound it in there. He can get it in you anytime.
You know what he's talking about.
About ground and pound every week.
You can do that every week.
Situational football.
You can do that every week.
Well, that is the
issue. You can run him 15 times every week.
That's the issue.
Thank you. What if the other team scores first and you get down? What if you have a turnover or three and out? Now all of a sudden you're down 14.
What if you're down? Yeah, 14. What if you're down 14 to start the second half? You're doing that still?
You got to pound it a little bit harder.
They pound it in there harder.
You got to do it situationally, though.
Right. Well, what's the situation?
Hey, that's Cam. Okay. Cam Newton was the most positive thing about the Patriots yesterday. That's how I look.
He really was.
Pearl is in New Hampshire. Pearl.
Hey, you guys, I know that y'all have this little thing against Cam. And it's fine. It's fine. But because Zoe was a Stidham guy and yep. Beltran, you got it that he's out of here after this year. So use him as much as you can. I'm just saying this. Y'all, first last year, Miami beat the Patriots. And now this year, they improved, and everybody was this was trending pick to make the playoffs, and even Peter King had them winning the division, and now they're terrible because the Patriots won. I mean, it's like, it's crazy because I understand Cam's only been here for a month. Like, even Brady down in Tampa Bay, he was there right off the rip, so they understand they have a little bit more continuity, even though I understood that New Orleans was going to be further ahead because of continuity. But we're still finding a way to discredit Cam.
How so?
Nobody
has
came up flying on Cam.
He was
today.
The best player on the field for the Patriots.
He carried
yesterday.
You yesterday.
We have been mostly positive about the Patriots and Cam Newton today. Our only question is it's not even about Cam. It's about the team as a whole, mostly about the lack of receivers. Can they continue to do well? Can they go 12-4, say, for instance, playing that style of football all season long against other teams? And don't tell me that the Dolphins beat the Patriots last
year. Team. Dolphins are Saints.
The Patriots beat the Dolphins the first time they met last year, 43-0.
So what I'm trying to say to you, because you're talking about the weapons and things around them, why don't we? Are we missing that Cam was doing this way before with worse play? Well, just as bad players on Carolina.
I take Greg Olsen, Jericho Cotchery, and Devin Funchess any day.
They're sort of sticking it to Cam the same way they did Brady a year ago. Nothing has changed.
Yeah.
So what's the point?
I just think that I hear all this negativity, and other people have called us.
Not here.
We're
just going to hang
up. We couldn't have been more positive about Cam today.
It's not about
just
Cam.
Making it up.
What I tell you on the way in, we're walking down the hallway. I love Cam yesterday. I enjoyed calling that game. I had fun. I love the fact that he can't do what he did at the end of the game, but that turned me on. I loved it.
Bit more?
Bob's talking. He's trying to get them. I'm like, bullcrap. He's down there trying to start a fight. This is freaking great. Give me more of this guy. Go ahead, Hardy.
No, I want Cam to continue here throughout the season. I'm one of the guys early on who said I could see him here beyond this year. Absolutely. But you want him to run the ball 15 times every game like that? You want him to pick up both of your rushing touchdowns like that? That's not a recipe for long-term success.
I'm not rooting for Cam Newton to be gone after this year.
No.
Okay, in an ideal situation,
they're not going to pay him $28, $30 million. That's all.
In an ideal situation, they have built an offense around Cam Newton with receivers, with tight ends other than Ryan Izzo, and he's, you know, a guy going forward. But the reality of the situation is that's not what it is, and we saw it yesterday. We didn't know how they were going to use Cam. And I've said, if all of a sudden they're going to use Cam the same way he's always been used.
I didn't think they were going to run him like that yesterday.
Which I think with the situation and what's around him is the right call. That means they don't have long-term hopes, because if they had long-term hopes for Cam Newton, they're paying him more than the minimum that they're paying
him.
Okay? And they put pieces around him, and they are caring about his health, and they're trying to protect him. They clearly are not doing that.
That's just
reality.
Let's figure out a way so where he doesn't have to do it all himself.
Yeah.
I know Edelman was out there yesterday and doing his part. N'Keal Harry, bless him, tries, but... You know, his fumble at the out of the end zone there, that was a minimum 10-point swing in the game. It's the 7 that you lose. It's the 3 that you end up giving back going the other way. It's a huge problem for this team, and it was with Brady, and it continues to be with Cam. Beetle, you said it best earlier. Outside of Edelman, who was your best receiver yesterday?
Terry by default.
What does that tell you?
The guy who fumbled the ball on the goal line out the end zone to turn the ball over.
Yes. Yeah, that guy.
That's your best guy.
What we're trying to do is give you a reality look in as to what it is and what expectations are. And it's almost like they even know it and hear it that some people aren't picking them to win the East. And maybe you need to build up their confidence a little bit here. And this is why people are inside the building are saying such great things about everybody in that building.
What do you think film review is like today?
Not good.
You really think that?
Are they trying
to blast them?
That is a good question, Jim. That is a good question. If you had more like the veteran players, if like Chung, Hightower, Brady, and all those guys are still here, probably starts the meeting with Harry's fumble through the end zone.
Right?
He might not do that today. That's a good question.
Do you risk losing Harry if you blast him like that?
I mean, you think you blasted him enough last year to where it's getting the delicate to, you know,
What do you mean losing him?
Like,
he loses
out.
Confidence. He needs his confidence.
I can't worry about his feelings right
okay,
now.
Okay, take Harry out. Who are you playing ball. There?
You're
take Harry out, Hardy. You want Jacoby Myers?
Jacoby Myers is
Mohamed Sanu back. I don't know. Something.
Why is he get him in a wrist?
You need Harry to succeed.
Do you think the Patriots could have won the game yesterday with Brian Hoyer a quarterback?
Yes. I do.
I'm not sure they do.
What's Tom Brady?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I think Brady throws for... as many yards more than Cam did that Cam picked up on the ground. Tack 75 yards onto 155, 230. Does Brady throw for 230 yesterday?
Cam only had 4 incompletions. It wasn't like...
Matt Ellman's bad drop?
One of them was a drop.
Yeah.
I mean, Cam was good yesterday. They asked him to throw the ball. We've clarified.
Cam was good yesterday. Do people Cam not hear this? Good. Do people have a tough time processing the fact that we said Cam was really freaking good yesterday?
Well, that's what pisses me off, too, is when our last caller or anyone else tries to frame this as we're being negative on Cam Newton. If anything, we're being positive. We're just saying if you're expecting him to do that, it's...
If you watch that game yesterday, you think the Dolphins are a good team, you're cooked too.
It's not an unfair ask of Cam Newton. Okay, that's what he does. But is it smart? Is it smart to think you're going to play the season like that? No.
Let me also say this.
Got to win. Good. What are you really going to do, though? Because you're not going to do that every week.
If they ask him to do this for a month straight, and we're 4 games in, and he's done this against Seattle and Vegas, and he's done this against the Chiefs, right? Let's say the first 5, because naturally the bye is at the 6th week. If he has to do this the first 5 weeks, if I'm him, I'm telling them, you better give me a raise by the time the bye week is over, or I'm not coming back.
Right.
That's what I would say.
Puts himself last and puts the team first. So
yeah.
That would be the flip.
By week 6, I'd hope Cam start putting himself first. if they're asking him to take this beating every week. Because that adds up.
Did he really take a beating, though?
Yeah. When you're a quarterback and you're taking hits like the way he was willing to throw himself right into it yesterday, other than that sack that was bad news, which he sat down for. But, yes.
He knew it, too, going in. You should see the padding he has on around his ribs and back, man.
Yes, that's taking like a beating.
Jim, I understand what you're asking, Jim. I don't know, but I would think even at 6'5", 245, I got to think after about 8 or 9 times of that, yeah, it starts to smart a little bit. And that was week one.
Dennis and Weymouth on J.J. Taylor, future Pro Bowler J.J. Taylor. Hi, Dennis.
What's up, boys? What's up, Zoe? Hoo-ah!
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 Hey, J.J. is going to be, you know how the Patriots have come out of nowhere? J.J. is going to be that guy where if the offensive line gets some push, he's just going to hide and just sneak right through for 10 yards.
Little guy. Hard to see him. That's where his size works to his advantage.
Yeah, he's 5'6". I think the linebackers are looking to see what Cam Newton's doing. And then this kid's just got to keep running through the whole season.
Can I tell you what happens, too? I think we talked about this with the Ravens last year. When the Patriots wear the all blue and you see all the linemen, I have a hard time seeing where guys are going because you can't see the legs versus the top. Does anyone else get where is there something to that?
I don't like it. I get lost in it too, calling a game.
Yep.
And that stupid ass out in San Francisco was trying to break it down with Lamar Jackson and that. He took it too far. Like, you can't see the ball. I get lost because Cam is so good at...
I'm not talking about the ball. I'm talking about the player.
No, I know that, but the riding down at mesh point, man, you take it down to the line.
It's just a sea of blue. Yeah. You're like, wait, where's the ball carrier?
Yeah. He's so tiny, too. Little guy.
Love him. Look at that. That was the play where I said, this guy is willing to take on contact.
Hand off. Now, Taylor runs it up the middle. Off a hit. He carries across the 35.
Look at that.
Little guy fights for more yardage to the 30.
Even Sosa calls him
for the little guy.
Boom, boom, look boom. At this guy.
Boom.
Fearless. Guy's going places. He's got stones.
You know what people, I think, have a tough time with?
What?
The offense was so diverse and exotic that this is so simplified down that it's almost like a high school based offense. Like Bob kept saying, too, this is like watching Navy football for all the years we did Navy TV and radio.
Quickly, Mabel, what do you got on your Cowboys last night?
Ugh. OPI.
Yeah, hello?
How about coaching? Like, was that OPI? Jason Garrett? Did Jason Garrett come back for one more game?
Yeah. And why are we not going for the field goal to tie the game on 4th and 3rd?
Because you got another stupid coach. This is my favorite part about Mike McCarthy. Mike McCarthy was a stupid coach in Green Bay. He lasted too long.
You know what, too?
And now Dallas has him.
Your tight end tore his ACL, and Vanderbosch is out 6 to 8 weeks with a broken collarbone.
Stupid Cowboys with another stupid coach.
What'd you think of the OPI call?
Since I didn't see it, I'm not going to comment on it.
Oh.
Headlines, we're right back.
What?
Let's go to as many calls as we can get in here before we get to today's takeaways. Yes. Andy in Providence. Hi, Andy.
Hi, big fan, guys. I was calling about Cam Newton. I was thinking he's kind of throwing the ball to Edelman kind of higher than what he's used to from Brady. I was seeing what you guys think of that.
Yeah, I think you're probably referring to that first pass that got broken up. There was actually, I think there was a second one there that was a little off target, but yeah, it's a little different.
But it's not behind him.
Cam Newton's not Tom Brady.
It's not behind him. It's not in the feet. And as long as it's in front of him and it's high and he could get it, it's okay.
They were catchable.
You got to catch him. It's not going to be perfect. You know, and if he's got pressure, and there's a couple times where he's trying to quickly sidearm it or get it in over the top, and he had some deflections, 3 deflections yesterday. Like I told you, at release point, that could be an issue at times when you get the bigger defensive lines to get up there and they get their hands up.
I think he's telegraphing it with his eyes a little bit too. But you said, that might have to be the case in the beginning.
It could. And as this offense gets better, he'll be more comfortable with it. But like I said, I think he's making sure he sees it before he throws it and then guns it in there. So
I heard Nate Burleson on the half. I think it was halftime yesterday.
Uh-huh.
It may have been post game. It was either probably. I think it was halftime. He mentioned that Cam Newton is here in New England, and he just had a chance to pick up what he could pick up before week one in the playbook and wait until he really has a firm grasp on things. My initial reaction is he is the playbook, number one. Okay. So I don't know. That could be a little overrated.
How much more diverse can his passing game
but on the pass? But here's the thing. Like, that would make sense under normal circumstances.
You don't have normal receivers.
If there were someone after Edelman, but there isn't. So what you're talking about, so like, maybe that gets better as he picks up more of the offense. I don't know that it will. He's just following the guy who needs to get open on certain plays, and that might just be the way it goes with this team.
Yep.
Jeff in Nashua. Jeff.
Hey, what's happening, boys? Hope you had a good weekend. I wanted to clarify, you guys were talking about the Super Contest.
Yes.
RJ participates in something, I think it's called the Super Contest Gold, which is like $5,000, and it is winner take all. Just the regular Super Contest, which me and my buddies have participated in the last 5 years. It's like $1,500, and they just expanded to the top 100 win money.
Got it.
But you pick 5 games a week, and that's it. And one other thing, Hardy, you mentioned last week, so just briefly, and did definitely not get enough attention, Roberto's Taco Shop. Can I get a dozen rolled chicken tacos with cheese and guacamole, please?
Oh, my God.
Have a great day, boys.
Thanks, Jeff.
In fact, we're talking food, so... Saturday, I got my kids
here. Can I just quickly say this? He's right. I pulled up the sheet on the gold. One winner out of 117 contestants. The payout last year was $585,000.
So he was right. And was I right?
You were both right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was waiting for. And the Roberto's rolled tacos, phenomenal. Carne asada burrito. Next time you're
place?
In Vegas. San Diego, Vegas? Nevada. A lot of locations. But let's just... get a carne asada burrito. Just order it. You're welcome. That's it. You don't have to do anything else. You don't have to ask for anything. But carne asada burrito, they'll take care of it.
Nice.
Where did you get your Mexican food from at your house that one time? Didn't you have it catered?
What'd
you have that time?
Yeah, I can't remember.
What did we have?
Well, you guys had them over again?
Yeah. We were this a
last
while ago.
New Year's, wasn't it?
Was it New Year's?
I think so.
Must be nice.
Where's that from?
I'll find out.
That was good.
I got to ask. Super blonde blah.
Yeah, it was delicious, though.
It was good.
That great meal over there.
You were invited, by the way.
Was I?
Yeah, you were. Yeah. So don't act like it was a private gathering. You were more than welcome to be there.
Mm. You want to be there.
Too good for us. Well, it's fine. We can get these in.
New Year's.
Paul in Grafton. Paul.
What?
Yo, what's happening? Mark.
Hey.
How you doing, man? So.
Yep.
Howdy, you rock.
Thank you.
Hey, couple things, guys. Great show today. What you guys thought about the level of play today? I mean, yesterday in the NFL. You know, considering no camp
good.
And
thought it was good.
No preseason games. No good.
A good question, Paul.
It was cleaner question, Paul.
You're very good. Preseason games.
Paul, one of your best calls games. Right here, buddy.
Yeah, actually, yeah, tolerate yeah, this yeah. call. Yeah.
Excellent call. Excellent question. I thought it was better than what we could have expected.
I thought the tackling was better than what I expected.
I thought it was fine. You know what Bill Cowher said last night?
What
did he say with his jaw?
No more preseason. We don't need it.
Wow.
Bill Cowher.
Not good for the owners. Who has been
old school, right?
Yeah.
Bill Cowher. No, we're the camp 2-a-days preseason. He's like, screw it. We don't need it. It was great.
Did anything look any worse than it typically does in week one?
No.
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 It looks no different than week one.
You didn't see like the grotesque missed tackles. You didn't see guys lining up wrong, timeouts being burned. I thought it was a pretty clean day for the league.
Did we see any
injuries, but not
I was going to say injury-wise. That was my question.
Though. Like Michael Thomas has a high ankle sprain. The Cowboys had those couple of injuries.
Right.
Like,
injuries
you would get in preseason games.
Yeah. Edelman had it in preseason game. Yeah.
But I don't think it's even out of the ordinary for a normal week one.
No, I don't think anything is different than week one every year.
No preseason. Get rid of it.
How's Cam's hammy?
I don't like no preseason because I think it gives us something to talk about. For our purposes.
Don't need it.
Let's go to two games. One home, one road.
If you want them, I don't need them.
Two games.
You mentioned Cam's hammy. Hoyer was warming up. End of the game in the fourth quarter.
He started grabbing the leg.
And Hoyer, he wasn't just doing like the normal throwing. He did like the...
Drop back wedge
that you do your calf stretches on. Like, he was doing that. He was on the bike for a second. Like, he was stretching out, like, squatting down. Like, doing more than a normal, like, I'm just trying to stay loose type of thing.
Cam claims today, I think it was today, right, that he was not hurt.
He said he's sore. Yeah. A good sore.
He wanted to know where that came from, and Giardi said, we have it on video.
You're grabbing your leg.
He's hurt. Maybe it's not serious, but he did do something.
Yeah. He's grabbing his leg a little bit. Saw it after he was checking to make sure his chains were still there.
Andy's in Boylston.
Two chains.
Andy.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Hello, Andy.
I'm not worried about Cam. He's going to bring it every single Sunday. Mm. He's going to run it out there. I mean, I'm more concerned, is this O-line going to be able to keep it up? Because, I mean, they're going to be
good running. Question. Good question.
Daniels is going to keep running.
Tackles were pretty good yesterday. Illuminor and Wynn. Wynn playing a little pop yesterday. Two clean games from those guys. If they could continue to do that, I'm not worried about the middle. You know, Tooney, Mason, and Andrews, that's the best 1-2-3 combo interior in the league. They get a little oomph behind them, and then you get a little cocky running the ball, a little confidence, and you're going to be able to continue to do it. But health is key. You need that.
That's 71's a have. Monster. 71 is a monster.
Oh, the kid, rookie from Michigan, Owenua? How do you say his name?
I think Bob said
Owenua.
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 Owenua?
Owenua.
I thought it was Owenua.
Owenua. Owenua.
Could be.
Owenua. Owenua. He's an eagle, the lonely jungle, the lion sleeps tonight.
Hey, hey.
In the jungle, the lonely jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. Hot, hot. A-wing-a-wop, 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 a-wing-a-wop.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Today's takeaways are brought to you by Wake 180 Weight Loss. It's September, and you're settling into those new routines. Why not make losing weight with Wake 180 part of your new routine? Fast weight loss and free support for life at awaken180weightloss.com. Quickly here, before we get to our things, Arian's still giving it to Brady down there in his presser. Said, I was expecting him to have a little more grit this week, a little more determination this week. And he elaborates, saying he's had it before. I mean, he knows how to bounce back. We knew he didn't play very well. That's not what he expects from himself, nor what we expect from him. He's trying to piss him off, isn't he?
Yeah, he also brought up that he was Tom Brady in practice, but once the game began.
We saw everything we thought we were going to saw. They didn't do anything different.
He's a very, very unselfish player. He's a great teammate. He's earned everybody's respect, really, daily. He just continues to do everything that he can to help our team, and that's really all you can ask from anyone. And he continually does that, puts himself last and puts the team first. So.
Selfless guy. I have no reason to believe that that any of that isn't true about Cam Newton. But it's just interesting that Bill Belichick feels the urge to tell us about it.
Yeah. Like everybody on team selfless. He usually defers to the group.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Nobody works harder than Cam.
Sure doesn't.
And meanwhile, Bruce Arians is shredding Brady publicly in Tampa.
That's what we expect from him. We don't expect him to play that bad.
And, of course, everyone in New England. Having fun yet, Tom?
Yeah.
Football's fun again, right, Tom?
It's going to be fun to watch week to week, man. Yeah.
One was a miscommunication between him and Mike, and he thought Mike was going down the middle. It's a different coverage. Mike read it right, and he should have bent across his face, but Tom just overthrew it. And the other one was it was a screen pass with an outlet called, and he threw the outlet, and it was a pick six. Bad decision.
Which he corrected the first one, though, today. Said Mike was wrong. So Brady probably gave it to him.
Whew. Football's fun again.
Sure is.
By the way, apparently there was a miscommunication. The Dolphins were not trying to snatch Cam Newton's chain. Apparently they were unimpressed with the quality of said chain because on social media, Shaq Lawson said, "We don't want that weak-ass chain." And then it was...
Well, I wouldn't want a weak-ass chain either.
Raekwon Davis said, "Man, ain't nobody want your fake-ass chain. Blank was weak anyway." So...
Oh.
That it was...
See you in December, pals.
Some kind of a... You know, they got their signals crossed. I don't know what's going on. But they were not, in fact, trying to get the chain because...
Note to listeners, don't buy weak-ass chains.
They were not impressed with the quality.
Right.
So...
All right, we got a takeaway. What do we got? Two clips?
Couple clips.
All right.
Patriots Radio Network. Let's roll one.
The Patriots now look for a Nick Foles point after.
It's like Jim Louth out there kicking.
With a veteran place kicker, of course, signed during training camp.
Nice.
I heard that. It's
nice.
Like
COVID 30. Obishon Hardware will fix you right up. Driving in today. I heard Maz likes to go to Obishon to pick up line. There's a acidic lawn.
Devontae Parker now watching from the sideline, no helmet on. And
like it never happened.
We can question Maz and Parker questionable for the duration. That's a big loss for the Dolphins if he can't return. Four catches, 47.
Yeah. All right, Steelers on tonight, baby. More football tonight. Yes.
Doubleheader.
Yes.
Steelers.
Doubleheader.
Steelers.
Gostkowski's playing tonight.
That's right.
Yeah, you got Titans, Denver in the late game.
I'm going to be watching that Gostkowski Tennessee move the same way we watch Brady.
Yep.
You know, because kickers are people, too.
Nah, not according to Hardy.
Not according to the NFL.
Kickers are important. Felger and Maz are next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.